Hello, everyone. This is Era Jackson with Infinitely More Life and Mercy's Light Family. Thank you so much for joining our podcast today. We are here with Impart, Inspire, Influence, and Impact with Infinitely More Life. Today's guest is Tracy Loken-Weber. She is joining us for our seven-week series called Mind Control. Change your thoughts, shift your life. And so Tracy is an author, number one Amazon author. She is a wife, a mother of five. And in the midst of all of that, she is in the final stages of her PhD degree in her dissertation stage. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And thank you so much for having me today. It's good to see you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to see you as well. What made you decide to join us? You've been with us a couple of times and it's always a pleasure. You were with us live 2 years in a row for our conference. And then you were just a part of our September online conference, Empowered for Victory. And what made you decide to join us for this Brain Renewal series?
Well, initially it was just an ask. You mm-hmm. and Carrie and Shawnee had just reached out and kind of have a little bit of a background about what my dissertation research project is here. And I'm looking at trauma and how the trauma impacts brain and learning and growth. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like it was a natural fit for me to step in and talk a little bit about our brain.
Okay. Well, tell me what we're going to learn today.
We're going to talk about how you can be a brain warrior for Christ. We're going mm-hmm. to focus in on a little brain 101 and learn how we can be more mindful in all that we do.
Okay. I am not that you're a geek, but I am not a geeky neuroscientist type of person. Although I do love psychology, sociology, and things like why do people tick the way they tick, right?
Right.
So do you have any fun facts that the general population would understand? So show me what your visuals are that incorporate your fun facts that I know you've got for us today.
All right. Well, I will go ahead and get that screen up on our side. There we go. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, your brain and a little science behind our brain and get some clarity about why it is so really important for us to take care of our brains. And you're probably thinking, oh my word, what did I sign up for? A brain warrior for Christ? You know, right. What did I sign up for? You know, I'm not a scientist, and I will be the first one to say that. But we have so many thoughts that go through our mind on a daily basis. And here's an image of a woman with her brain, and she's got light bulb moments. Maybe those are her aha moments. She's got bills to pay, things to calculate. She wants to travel the world. She's looking at the time thinking, I've got to be here by when. I have this appointment. I have this to do. Mm-hmm. There's so much that we constantly have going on through our minds all the time. And so that just leads, like, have you ever really thought about your brain? Have you ever really just taken the time to know and learn about this brain that we have in our head? Take some time just to slow down and focus. And so here's some brain facts. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's over 1 billion nerve cells in our brain. There's 100,000 miles of blood vessels.
Wow.
Which could totally wrap around the world in one brain. It weighs about 3.5 pounds. It's soft like butter or like a custard, whatever you want to image and think about. And when you think about soft butter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's wrapped in, it's housed in a hard skull that has sharp bone-like ridges. And so that's why it's so important when you fall that you don't hit your head, or like football players, they have all these concussions because the brain is very soft and it can be easily hurt. And so like I just shared with you, you know, your blood vessels in the brain could circle the globe. If they were laid out in a line, they would measure more than 60,000 miles in length. And during our lifetime, our brain, the vessels in our brain, carry million barrels of blood in our lifetime. Now, I thought this next fact was something that everybody would appreciate if you like chocolate, is that the blood vessels in our brain, we might get a little boost if we have some chocolate. So who doesn't want to be a little bit more alert and ready to learn? And that our brain is the hardest working organ in our body. It's constantly on alert mode. It's constantly interpreting the data and responding to the world all around us. And it's one of the most, it is the most complex system of the body that God created.
That's amazing. I never knew all of that information. Like, first of all, 100 million miles of blood vessels? Seriously?
Just in your brain.
Wow. And here's with the scarecrow on The Wizard of Oz. If I only had a brain. Right. If he only had a brain, he would be in for a lot. I'll tell you what. Now, me personally, the way I learn, I'm visual and I'm hands-on. So what's the best way to learn here?
Well, if we take a look at the left side and the right side of the brain, mm-hmm. I have a little visual here, and I'm sure some of you have learned about this once upon a time. But how do you learn best? And so you said you're more of the visual, is that right?
Correct.
So you're probably more of the right side. And I tend to be more of the right side as well. But I do have some of the left side where I'm very strategic and I'm very reasonable. And I like to have control, and control in a good way. Like I like to schedule, know where I'm going, all of that. Very logical. But then there's that right side where I love to be creative. And that's why I put the presentation together today, because I want to try to reach both sides of individuals who learn best by reading material, who learn best by visually having different things come at you in a different way, and be more creative that way. And so that leads us into different learning styles. So when you're thinking about working with other people, when you're thinking about yourself, how do you learn best?
Mm-hmm.
And how do the people that you're working with learn best? Just because you and I might be the more creative right brain side, my husband, on the other hand, is more of the left brain side of things. So that I know that when I talk to him or try to get his attention to deal with different things on the household side of life and our personal life, I know that I need to appeal more to his left brain versus getting all artsy craftsy on him. That's when he gets a little flustered. So just being more aware of the different learning styles, you know, what's your specific learning style? Wow. And how do you learn best?
Well, I'm purple. I'm combination.
Your combination, right?
Looking at your styles here, I am combination. I'm visual. I like to see things, and I am hands-on. I like to do things. I like to, unfortunately, I guess, in some ways, learn from the mistake. Like, let me mess up what I'm trying to learn and then get it right, because it's a process. To go through the process, I need to know why A fits into B, which fits into C. And then the whole big picture, like what small part does this play in the big picture, right?
Exactly.
And I'm like you, I have a lot of left brain. I have a lot of logic and I'm very analytical and very strategic, but I'm also really fun loving and creative. As you know, from working with us with the conferences, you know, that we're very creative putting those together.
Mm-hmm. Which is great, because when you take a look at everybody that's watching this right now and listening, it's important for them all to kind of hit pause and think about, well, how is it that I learn best? And how do I receive information and retain that information? It's amazing, like with our kiddos that have special needs, how they are very creative, and the music and the repetitiveness of the music. And I constantly have the Christian radio station K-Love playing in the background. And it's just ever so light, but constantly infusing those positive words and Jesus into their life every day in just a very quiet way. And this morning they were all sitting at the kitchen table humming along some of the music. And then all of a sudden they just started singing some of the words. And that just makes my heart so happy when I hear them, you know, praising God.
Mm-hmm.
and not really know that they're praising God, but then they realize that they're praising God, and that makes them feel so good. And it's positive, encouraging, uplifting music.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely. That's
just one way, you know, that you can infuse a different type of learning style into your home. Mm. You know, take that time to slow down and watch that little ant crawl across the concrete, or watch that little dragonfly, you know, fly across your window right now. The leaves are starting to change.
Mm-hmm.
Just take some time to really look at that, because in our life, there is a ton of noise happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many outside influences, from work to family to athletics to gardening to returning phone calls to social media, you know, keeping up with the social media side of things. There are so many times where all that noise coming at us all the time,
mm-hmm.
we just keep putting band-aids on everything, right? Yep. We might have some underlying issues or resentment or health issues that we just kind of keep slapping band-aids on to fix what's going on. And until you can really get to the root of your issues,
mm-hmm.
they're going to just continue to be. And the band-aids will peel off. The wounds will come up again. We'll put another band-aid back on it. But then that's when something called toxic stress reoccurs. It could be a child or adult, you know, experiencing a prolonged adversity in their home, such as physical, emotional abuse, chronic neglect, mental illness. It could be something that just keeps coming. And until you take the time to really deal with it and your mental health, it's hard to really move on in life.
Right. And you're stuck there.
Yeah.
You're stuck there. You know what? This is really amazing. And, we have another speaker coming up later in this series that's going to talk about some of those things. Can you give me a moment to get a word in from our sponsors? We're going to pick this up right where we are.